It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
Phillies fixed on Killer Carpe Diem.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Week 15 starring Killer Carpe Diem.
15.
Okay, you're done. Okay. You know, I'm impressed. Your cardio is getting a little better for sitting around and breathing in really heavy.
I'm working on it. That's what I do.
So, as you've already heard, CFL Easy Picks 2017, Week 15, starring me, Killer Carpe Diem, along with Mr. Old School.
Hello, sir.
And speaking of heavy breathing, Mr. Heavy Set.
Hi!
Someone please tweet Charlie and tell her that I made fun of her.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You were just the love child of Kevbo and Charlie's podcasting.
Yeah.
So on to better news. Let's talk about CFL football. Let's talk about Cleveland Browns in CFL football.
Oh, what?
Oh, CFL issues statement. Go ahead.
I was about to say, which article? Because we have two that technically involve the CFL and the Browns.
Yeah, well, we'll start with the big one. I would say the bigger one. CFL issues statement regarding status of Johnny Manziel. Toronto. From Toronto, the Canadian Football League released the following statement Wednesday morning regarding the status of international quarterback Johnny Manziel. After an extensive process of due diligence and an in-person meeting with Mr. Manziel, the commissioner has decided he will not register any contract for Mr. Manziel for this season. However, Mr. Manziel will be eligible to sign a contract for the 2018 season, and if Mr. Manziel meets certain conditions that have been spelled out by the commissioner... By the commissioner, the CFL will register that contract. The specifics of those conditions are confidential and will not be disclosed. The CFL has extended the stay on the expiry of the 10-day window for Mr. Manziel until November 30th, 2017. Therefore, Mr. Manziel will remain on Hamilton's negotiation list until that date. The Hamilton Tiger Cats have made it known publicly earlier in the year that the former Texas A&M star was indeed on their 45-man negotiation list, and as recent as last month had included him as part of workout held in Buffalo, New York. Shortly after the workout, reports surfaced about potential negotiations beginning between Manziel's camp and the Tiger Cats, but the club denied any speculation that a deal was imminent. So, potentially Johnny Manziel next year in the CFL. Heavy, you think he can make it?
This Justin, he has already failed a drug test and he is suspended for next season. So there's that.
Well, does CFL that stringent on the drug tests and shit? Like, I guess they wouldn't care, right? The actual name in the CFL, you know what I mean?
Well, no, but there is drug testing in the CFL. They actually use World Anti-Doping Association testing.
Are they NFL level or are they like USADA level, you know?
I don't think it's the same hardcore craziness as the NFLPA. We probably give them a chance and pay for medical insurance and stuff.
Yeah. Fine them $20 bucks and give them a Timbit.
So, I don't know. I don't see it happening. So.
I mean, Hamilton needs something at this point. So,
yeah, but Hamilton's near Detroit, and that's where all the drugs are.
Yeah, but don't know if that's could you say, okay, like, Manziel's going to be, I'm going to turn a new leaf. I'm going to just kick ass in the CFL to get a chance to get back to the NFL.
Heavy comments?
I mean, he could say that, but I don't know if anybody believes him. I mean, he has been fairly clean in the as far as we know, I should say. I mean, he hasn't been really on any drug test. But, you know, he hasn't got as many problems and trouble as he used to. So it will be interesting to see if he could keep his nose, pun very much intended, clean.
good stuff. And in other Cleveland Browns CFL news, Trent Richardson signs with the CFL Rough Riders. That's right. Coming out of the NFL.com website. Wow. The NFL doesn't have a want for the 2012 draft's number 3 overall pick just yet. But the CFL is ready for the tailback services. NFL Network Insider, Ian Rapoport.
Is that English?
NFL Network Insider, Ian Rapoport, reported the Saskatchewan Roughriders signed Richardson to their roster Tuesday. Richardson, who played just three seasons in the NFL for the Cleveland Browns and Indianapolis Colts, has a story that's well known by now. One of the biggest busts in draft history. Richardson ran for just 2,032 yards on 614 carries after being selected ahead of players like Luke Kulchi, Dontari Poe, and Fletcher Cox. Despite a promising rookie season with the Browns when he scored 11 touchdowns, Richardson was traded in 2013 for a first-round pick to the Colts, who cut him just a year later.
We should have started with this story because the Browns then took that draft pick and then drafted Manziel. True story.
Well, joins a Rough Rider squad that features fellow NFL veteran outside linebacker Bruce Campbell. Oh, but it's not the Bruce Campbell.
No.
Bruce Campbell. I guess more NFL, CFL news. Alouettes reach out to controversial NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
Ooh.
With the Alouettes in general, and Darian Durant in particular, struggling this season, fans are dreaming about the possibility of Colin Kaepernick eventually playing for Montreal.
So they have the rights on him, right?
Think because Hamilton this year on their 45-man negotiation list held the rights to Kaepernick, mm-hmm. Manziel, and RG3.
Okay.
And I believe they've dropped Kaepernick and RG3.
Dropping mean like they sold the rights, or
they traded away the rights?
Okay, could trade the rights for another rights player or like an actual player.
Yeah, another player on the negotiation list.
Okay, cool.
So while the Owls placed the controversial quarterback on their negotiation list about a month ago, providing them with his exclusive CFL rights, nothing imminent, according to general manager Kavis Reed. It might be nothing more than just wishful thinking at this time. After Tuesday practice, Reed admitted he has reached out to Kaepernick's agent, basically to inform him of the situation, but has never spoken to the former San Francisco 49er. Kaepernick hasn't been invited to Montreal, either for a visit or to work out with the team, Reed quickly added. He's in the midst of some very important things, Reed said. We understand there's a movement going on around him. We're doing our due diligence and making certain they know we want to see where he's at. It's a matter of kicking the tires at this stage.
Because, I mean if he comes here, he's a hero. He's seen as a hero anyways, because kind of with some anti-American, I'd say more anti-Trump sentiment. He would be cheered. We need a fucking quarterback. He's a name. He's going to sell tickets. The only thing is, would he want to risk himself in the CFL to get more, I guess, notoriety? Let this kind of Trump issue blow off, do this for a year and then go back? Do you think the NFL would take him back at this point?
Heavy.
Would the NFL take back Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would have been a bold move for someone to sign him this past weekend, but no one did. Yeah. And that would have been a nice little fuck you to our president. But as of right now, I don't think it's very likely. A name that we also mentioned here earlier was RG3, and he's another guy who's currently not signed to a team. And he didn't even have some of the same shit that Kaepernick did.
No, he has, unfortunately, he has unreliable knee ligaments, RG3, so... I can see a team not wanting to risk him as a primary, maybe a third string backup, but it's there's a many of teams in the NFL I've watched over the last couple of weekends that could badly use the services of two of the three gentlemen we've spoken about, which is RG3 and Kaepernick. Because, I mean, Kaepernick did bring the Niners to a Super Bowl, and the next year he sucked the bag, but...
Yeah, but it was probably because of the pressure with the other shit.
They lost a lot of that core, too, that they brought in with Kaepernick, so...
Yeah, there's a lot of turnaround in that short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. So in regular CFL news, let's start with the Stampeders. Davis honored as CFL Player of the Week. Another Calgary Stampeder has been awarded Player of the Week status for 8 Player of the Week awards so far in 2017. That's defensive nice. Lineman Jagarrad Davis has been honored as a Canadian Football Player of the Week for his play in the Saskatchewan, in the Calgary Stampeders 15-9 road victory over the Rough Riders on Sunday. Davis had 3 sacks against the Rough Riders, including one that forced a fumble in the final minute of play, with Davis recovering the loose ball himself to preserve the win. Second-year player out of Southern Methodist University had 3 tackles and a quarterback pressure to help the Stampeders extend their winning streak to 9 games. So, yeah. Calgary, man. I mean, shit. They're on pace to have the exact same record as last year, which was amazing. News from the Alouettes.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It kind of how well they're doing and probably going back to the championship game. It reminds me a lot of the Cleveland Indians of what they're doing in baseball. I mean, the Toronto Blue Jays really aren't the same kind of baseball team.
Fuck
as
you. The end. I'm so crestfallen about their performance this year. Oh my God.
Would you, it's like a fucking movie. Would you just ball gag her, please?
We're working on it.
I had a legit spit take.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so Jays suck. Go Indians. Well, I say go Yankees, but that's because I'm a Yankees fan. Besides all that, hey, want to go to the Alouettes game on Thanksgiving? Real Thanksgiving? Arkham Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Because we've got a Thanksgiving pack. 4 tickets, 4 turkey legs, and 4 soft drinks for $33 a person.
Hold on, what? I want to go to an Alouettes game. Let's go. You want to go? Charlie wants to go. You want to get the tickets?
So, a ticket, a turkey leg, and a soft drink for $33.
That's fucking good deal, man. We should go. Yeah, well, I'll eat her turkey leg. She's good. Is there a tofurkey leg?
No, I think it's legit. And they're good-sized turkey legs from what I've seen.
I'll take the second one. No problem. Done.
So, unfortunately, it's going to be against Edmonton in 2 weeks, and they're probably going to kick our ass.
Okay, so, Charlie, I'll buy you a fry, and I'll take a turkey leg.
So we just need a fourth.
We need a fourth. Who can we get? Money?
Think with Phil Gale?
Yeah, Phil will go. Yeah, we'll get Phil. All right. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So we'll look into that.
Yeah, Carp's buying the tickets. We're going to record live from the Molson Stadium next week.
Molson Personal
when
Stadium.
When's our Thanksgiving? October?
Monday, October 9th.
How do you not know when your Thanksgiving is?
I just follow the American one. I don't know.
It's not this upcoming Monday. It's the Monday after.
Oh, it's in 2 weeks?
Yes, 2 weeks.
Okay, we're going. Yeah, we don't care about Thanksgiving. We don't like killing natives here.
No, we just move them to the frozen tundra of Canada.
Yeah, exactly. We just move them. All right. Kill them. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah. I mean, Nissan finally updated their power rankings. Took them 3 weeks. To no surprise, Stampeders are in first with their amazing record. And Bo Levi, Mitchell and Company playing Montreal at home this week. Second place, we got the Blue Bombers, who also look amazing. Third place, still a Western team, the Saskatchewan Roughriders. In fourth place, we have the first Eastern-based team of the Toronto Argonauts. Fifth place in the Nissan Power Ranking standings, we have the Edmonton Eskimos. Sixth, we have the Tiger Cats. Seventh, we have the continually dropping BC Lions, who are pretty thankful. I'm sure they're going on a bye week. Eighth place, we have the defending Grey Cup champions, the Red Blacks. And in ninth, the shithole of my home team, the Montreal Alouettes. I'd like to say we're still in a rebuilding phase, but it's been 3 years and we should be past that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get Kaepernick in here, as soon as possible.
I would, because they're averaging 21,000 games, so there's still about 4,000 plus tickets available. Those would instantly start selling. So, CFL Easy Pick standings 2017, coming into week 15. First place, the American, Mr. Heavy Set.
How the fuck does that work?
He's been getting 3-4 this week. 3 out of 4 this week.
I thought I got all of them.
Nope, you missed one.
What did I miss? I reviewed the games. I thought I got them all.
You missed the Lions. Hamilton beat him in the last minute.
I'll have to double check that.
Yep. Yeah, you were right until the last couple of minutes.
I'm still curious to how the hell I do better in CFL picks than I do picks.
Well, you're only picking 4 games instead of 16, so your odds are a lot better.
Quit with your math, but I'm still doing best out of Canadians.
Math is hard and stuff. Tied for second, we have myself and Koinier West with 34 points. Fourth place, we have Mr. Old School.
Yeah.
With
what was that? Was I 2-2 this week?
Yep, as I was. Okay. Fifth place, we have DeMayer with 28 points. Sixth place, Coolio with 27. And seventh place, Nightmare X made picks again. So he's got 6 total points for the season.
He's coming
50.
Back strong, Nightmare X, yeah.
So, games this week starting Friday, September 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the 6-6 Saskatchewan Rough Riders visiting the 5-8-1 Ottawa Red Blacks. The Rough Riders are favored by 3.5. I'm going to start. I'm taking the Riders. Mr. Old School.
Saskatchewan.
Heavy Set.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
All right. Also on the Friday at 9:30 p.m., we have the 3-10 visit Montreal Alouettes visiting the 11-1-1 Calgary Stampeders. The Stampeders are favored by 17.5. Mr. Old School.
Owls. Fuck it. Let's go.
Okay. Have you set?
Yeah. Stamps.
Yeah. Stamps. Fuck it. All right, and then moving on to the two games on Saturday. First, we have the 6-7 Toronto Argonauts visiting the 3-9 Hamilton Tiger Cats. Toronto's favored by 3.5. Heavy set.
Toronto.
I'm taking the Tie Cats. Old school.
Tie Cats.
And ending the Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the 9-3 Winnipeg Blue Bombers visiting the 7-5 Edmonton Eskimos. The Eskimos are favored by 1.5. Let's start with old school.
Bombers.
I'm going to take the Bombers as well. Heavy set.
Adam Bombers.
Excellent. All right. No tweets, no emails. So let's wrap it up. Plugs and final thoughts. We'll start with heavy set.
Check out the brand new trendingtopicsnetwork.com and please check out my podcast. That is absolutely fantastic. That's called Shut the Fuck Up.
Hey.
I thought it was politely go fuck yourself, but no.
That's coming soon.
Mr. Old School?
You can check out my brand new podcast called Hanging with Heavy on the brand new trendingtopicsnetwork.com. Also, when I go to Cleveland, I watch AIW. So if you want to check out Wrestling Cheers, it's when I go and talk to no-name wrestlers, whatever, that Gregory Iron, he's cool.
I'm truly upset that you, Mr. Old School, haven't spoken with Space Monkey yet, but that's
I want to talk with Veda Scott because she's redonkulously hot. Well, and she wrestles here now.
Yeah, because she's...
So we need to get. I need to get a photo with her and marry her, and that's it. Bye.
You know, she only takes photos with guys who sit in the front row, right?
Fuck you. You prick. You fucking prick. I like sitting in the back row at indie wrestling shows because they all the action always spills out into the crowd, and I don't like being a part of the action. I don't like it. I'm the only guy who lines up to sit in the back row.
You should willingly participate and become the new mass transit.
Oh, that's not nice.
Just
that
when,
is so that is mean. That
when
is not
that
nice.
Comes to town, you tell him you know the business that and you know how nice. To blade, and you're not sure how to blade, that and let him blade nice. You.
He says, "I'm a 19-year-old, very obese kid who's gonna get cut up and beaten up by an ex-convict." So that is not cool.
The funny thing is if you were to come to an AIW show, like the action can almost spill anywhere. They've had fighting in the bleachers.
So you don't understand. The second the guy jumps the rail, I bolt out of there. Like you can ask Carb, but Carb can attest to this. We were in the back row. The second the guy, like one leg went over, I was running to the concession stand. I bolted out of there.
He's running away crying. Why?
No, I don't want to be scared. Fuck this place.
I was about to say, I'm a match teaming.
He's a coward.
I just like to be cautious at indie shows. They don't have good insurance. That's all I'm saying.
They don't have any insurance.
That's why I'm in the back row. You're welcome.
Don't forget, we've had our wheelchair friend get busted open.
He got busted open.
At a show.
Yeah, and they gave him a quote-unquote ticket for life, which they took away after one show.
And a shirt that never fit him.
Yeah.
So, as for myself, at Killer Carpe Diem, as for this show, at CFL Easy Picks or CFLEasyPicks@gmail.com, if you want to speak CFL. At All Beer Inside, I was at the Bose Oktoberfest this weekend. It was spectacular. I'm going next
did
year
you get
both
an
days.
Interview? You said you're going to interview with,
unfortunately, she did not attend Oktoberfest. I went to their information booth and everything. But I've got a contact now with Bose, so I'm hoping I can maybe speak to an operations person there soon and see if I could get some stuff going on.
Fucking right.
I am gonna try a messenger potentially on Twitter or through Facebook or something and see if I can maybe do something over Skype. I'd like to seriously chat with the only master Cicerone in Canada. And at All Beer Inside, we will hopefully be recording again soon. I'm gonna try to get the episode out this weekend. Life's gotten in the way, stupid life, and staring at computers all day after staring at a computer all day at work sucks. So I usually like to decompress, but I will try and get one out there. Allbeerinside.com is available as well. Amazon link will be up and open soon. And I'm even going to start a GoFundMe for fun.
What are you funding? Like beer?
Our podcast, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Let us buy beer.
Do a Patreon, because Patreon's the kind of the subscription model.
Yeah, we'll see.
Patreon.
Like I said, I want to do stuff. And I'm hoping All Beer Inside t-shirts are coming too. So I'm working on those. And that'll do us for us here in CFL East Picks 2017. Have yourself a good old week 15. And Owls don't get destroyed too bad. Bye.
Go Stamps.
I told this guy where I was from. He said, oh, Canada. Kind of laughed it off. It was funny, huh? Yeah. Come on. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah. Yeah, from the land of the lost, Trans-Canada cross, patriotic in a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest of lakes, to the greenest of greens, to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. Oh Canada, oh, you're no fan of us, cause the movie and TV shows are so amateur. Yeah, we laugh it off, that don't really bother me. Look, we ain't serious unless we really gotta be. Humorous attitude, like kids in a hall, the Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, how we claiming them all. It's the great white north, home of the funniest actors, the fun of the joke with an abundance of laughter. A red and white flag, keep it high, keep it visual. People say Canada gets stereotypical. Think we finish every sentence with buddy or bye. And if it ain't that, it's either dude A or guy. Yeah, we consider it people. And smoke a marijuana, we consider it legal. Still doing rap like the 1990s, but that's how we like it, off time and grimy. Yeah, I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada, oh, oh, Canada. Oh Canada, oh, oh, oh Canada. I'm from Canada, oh, oh, oh Canada. Makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. I've been around the globe and heard the confusion. Honestly, a lot of y'all are ignorant and stupid. Yes, we have microwaves, TVs, and cell phones. Unintelligent fuck, we invented the telephone. We made Yahtzee, the light bulb, hockey, and bred the greatest players, Gretzky to Crosby. We all got at least one drinking buddy, and after one drink, all of us think we're funny. A national mascot's a damn beaver. Oh Canada, we love our beaver. Home of Hell's Angels and RCMP. Home of Gordon Lightfoot and SCTV. The Underground Railroad. George St. Pierre right here's where we call home. A healthcare system, y'all know it's free. Keep a girl's banging with a full mouth of teeth. I won't even get into the music industry. They say hip hop is dead, nah, it's up north with me. I can do this all day, it's a part of my routine. But supper's almost done and tonight routine. Yeah, I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada, oh, 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 Canada. I'm from the East Coast of Canada, oh, 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 Canada. I'm from the East Coast. Yeah, I'm from Canada. So sometimes words come over my mouth like this. Get used to it.